My name is John Waits, and I am the curate at St. Margaret's in Chipstead. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this Book of Common Prayer Holy Communion service. We start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. We've got used in the time of pandemic not being able to take communion in the church, as we would all, I'm sure, like to do. But it's perfectly possible to have the Lord Jesus come to us in a spiritual form in this Eucharist. There's a prayer by the Great St. Mary's Church in Cambridge that sums up that Jesus here is with us at this communion, and is inspired by a prayer of St. Richard of Winchester. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits you have given me, for the pains and insults you have borne for me. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, I ask you to come spiritually into my heart. O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more dearly, day by day. Amen. So pause now if you wish to take a moment to find the bread and the wine that we'll need later on in the service. And the prayer of preparation for us all. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the commandments. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Elizabeth, our Queen and Governor, that she, knowing whose minister she is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all her subjects, duly considering whose authority she hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey her in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, one God, ever world without end. Amen. Now we come to the collect set for the day. The collect for Sunday the 2nd of January, the second Sunday of Christmas. Almighty God, in the birth of your Son, you have poured on us the new light of your incarnate word and shown us the fullness of your love. Help us to walk in his light and dwell in his love, that we may know the fullness of his joy, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
The reading is from Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts. The Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So, you are no longer slaves, but God's children. And since you are his children, he has made you also heirs. This is the word of the Lord.
The second reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 21. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned to the hills, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Our Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things, visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We're going to talk today about joy, peace, and hope. Some of my favourite Christmas cards have the words on them that represent what we celebrate at this time of year. And those words are embellished with golds and patterns and pictures. And yes, we celebrate joy, peace, and hope. God chose to send his son. God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, as a child to bring hope to the world, to bring peace to mankind and to cause great joy for all people. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Joy, peace and hope. And you know what? If we aim to have any one of these in our lives, if we aim for them, for joy, it's just a little bit too far to reach. We don't quite ever get it. If we aim for peace, we have that just slight discomfort. And hope, where is that? They're elusive, they're hard to gain. And yet we sing about them, and yet we embellish them on our Christmas cards. Let me tell you a story about Joshua Bell. Joshua Bell is a famous American violinist. who you'll hear often on Classic FM. He's 54. He made his first debut at Carnegie Hall at age 17. He's performed with many, if not most, of the world's major orchestras and conductors. He's won a Grammy Award. He's the soloist for several films, many films, including Angels and Demons, starring Tom Hanks. TV dramas such as Ladies in Lavender. Let's put it this way, he's a brilliant violinist. And one day he was asked back in 2017 to play as an experiment as a busker in the Washington DC foyer to the metro there. He thought, I'm going to play on my $3.5 million Stradivarius violin, which was made in 1713. I'm going to give of my best. So he turned up at the metro station, at the subway, and he played for an hour back in January 2007, incognito. And over 1,000 people passed him. One person stopped for 9 minutes. One woman recognized him and stopped for many minutes. Several children wanted to stop, but their mothers ushered them by. We're going to be late for school. We have to go. We're going to be late for school. But most of those 1,000 and something people rushed by, barely giving Joshua Bell, the famous, amazing violinist, playing this most beautiful music, a glance. The person who did recognise him, do you think she went away the same? I imagine she went away and said to all her friends, wow, can you imagine what happened? I just heard and saw Joshua Bell basking in the subway. There we go. And let's turn now. That's interesting. I forgot to say that. What's the translation for Joshua? It is Jesus. Let's look at Luke chapter 2. Now, these are the verses I have been given, Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 21. But I want to just look a little bit in front of that. Here we go, the shepherds and the angels. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Hang on a minute, the shepherds were living out in the fields. They weren't going on the Washington DC subway on their way to work at 9 o'clock in the morning and working at 9 to 5. They were working and living in the fields. And I imagine in those fields, there was not any running water. And imagine there were no flashing toilets. Those shepherds were dirty. They were messy. They were unclean. They probably were stepping in the sheep poop that was in the fields. They were unkempt. They were the lowest of the low in their society. And yet, what do we see is happening? The angel of the Lord appears to them and the glory shone around. And they were terrified. I should think that's a bit of an understatement. But the angel said to them, don't be afraid, another understatement. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Good news, guys. You dirty, unkempt, smelly shepherds. Good news to you. The glory of the Lord shone around those people. It wasn't just that there was an angel in front of the shepherds. The glory shone around them, that was above them, behind them, beside them, underneath them, surrounding every aspect of them. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. And then we go on to hear that suddenly, verse 14, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying to the shepherds, remember these dirty, unkempt, smelly, unwashed, poop foot laden shepherds, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests. Glory to God on earth and peace to men and women, I should imagine, on whom his favour rests. Peace to all people on whom his favour rests. And so we come to the verse, the angels left them. After the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherd said to another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told them. So they hurried off, they got off their backside, having heard the news, and they went and they found the Lord Jesus, baby, born in a manger, another topsy-turvy story. Not born in a palace, not born in a hospital, but born in a dirty stable, in a dirty manger. The Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, born as a child in a manger. The news told to the dirty, unkempt shepherds. And when they came and when they saw, they were amazed. And when they'd seen him, they spread the word, and everybody else who heard what the shepherds enthusiastically told them were amazed. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for what they'd heard and seen, which was just as they'd been told by those shepherds and the heavenly hosts surrounding them. They stopped, they listened to hear the good news, and they told people about that good news, which will bring joy to everyone. Let me tell you about the guy who invented the VeggieTales. I don't know if you know about the VeggieTales. It's an American cartoon program for Christians, with vegetables singing and telling stories about Bible stories and biblical themes. Our children certainly watched and enjoyed many of the cartoons, and I think you can now find them on YouTube, and they're well worth a watch or show to your children. They're great fun, got many an important message in them. The man who invented the VeggieTales was pursuing ministry. He was pursuing telling people about God. And this is what he wrote when one day he was sued and went from being a multi-millionaire to being bankrupt. This is what he said. This is what he wrote. I can find it. His name was Paul Vischer. The impact God has planned for us doesn't occur when we're pursuing impact. Let me say that again. The impact God has planned for us doesn't occur when we're pursuing impact. And that's important, because when we pursue joy, when we pursue hope, when we pursue peace, that's not what we find often. Paul Vischer goes on to say that impact that God has planned for us occurs when we're pursuing God. At long last, after a lifetime of striving, Paul Vischer says, God was enough. Not God and impact, not God and ministry, just God. Paul Vischer had to find it out the hard way, by becoming bankrupt from having been a multimillionaire, that in order to make an impact for God, you don't pursue impact, you pursue God. What are you pursuing? What am I pursuing? Let's pursue God. And then joy, peace, hope will be the fruit that the Spirit blesses us with. Joy, peace, hope, patience, kindness, goodness, etc. Galatians 5, verse 22, that's also in VeggieTales. Pursue God, and these things will fall into place as he blesses us with the fruit. And then you know what? When we're blessed, we just want to spread the word. Peace, joy to the world, and hope. Let's just spread the word. So, what's the application here? Are we rushing away? Are we going into the subway and hearing Joshua Bell, seeing Jesus, and just rushing past because we're in a hurry to get to somewhere else? Well, who are we pursuing? What are we pursuing? Do we arrive at church and see God for an hour And then for the rest of the week, he's not there. Are you pursuing joy, peace, hope? Like the VeggieTales guy, pursue God. Search for God and he will be found. Knock and the door will be opened. And he doesn't mind the mess in our lives. He doesn't mind the dirt. He doesn't mind us being unkempt or unkempt or smelly like the shepherds or lowly. You know, and you might be prim and proper. You might well be. But equally, you might not. And we are all certainly in challenging times. God loves us. And he will meet us in whatever state we're in. Clean, unclean, tidy, messy. God loves us. God loves us so much that he sent his son, Jesus, to be the joy of the world. God is Emmanuel. God is surrounding us, behind us, beside us, before us, above us. Are we stopping to listen? Whatever messy, challenging state you are in now, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. And as you rest in his presence, as you enjoy the music he is playing around you, don't rush past. Stay. You will know his hope. His great joy will fill you, and his peace will surround you. Here is the Christmas blessing. Friends, brothers and sisters, may you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. Amen.
Your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother or sister have need, and shutteth up his compassion, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal Church with a spirit of truth, unity and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save all Christian kings and princes, governors, and especially thy servant Elizabeth our Queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto her whole council and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and specially to this congregation here present in our various ways, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, of thy goodness, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness or any other adversity. Just take a moment to bring before God those who we would especially commend to him this day. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace, so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins of wickedness, which we, from time to time, most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn to him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts, we lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do, and it's very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, Holy Father, almighty everlasting God. Therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather out the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for all the sins of the world, and at Institute and in his Holy Gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. For in the same night he betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it. And he gave his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as often as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me. Amen. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on them in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The prayer of thanksgiving. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with thee and the Holy Ghost, be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. Come to the glory, that great song of praise. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be with you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love. Be with you today and remain with you always. Amen.